Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, November 8th. In our ongoing coverage of the midterm election on Tuesday, Colorado's most competitive congressional district voted to send a Democrat to Washington. Political newcomer Jason Crow defeated five-term Republican incumbent Mike Kaufman, and in doing so, helped Democrats take control of the U.S. House of Representatives. Crow won the tight race to represent Colorado's 6th congressional district, east of Denver. KUNC's Lee Patterson reports.
It has been an honor to represent Colorado's 6th congressional district.
This is a different kind of speech for Mike Kaufman.
And I want to commend my opponent on his victory.
At the Republican election night watch party in Lone Tree, he conceded to Jason Crow. In a short speech, looking out at supporters, many wearing red, some wearing Make America Great Again hats, he talked about immigrant communities in his district, saying that listening to them and hearing their challenges in achieving the American dream made him a better person.
I knew this was going to be a tough race.
Kaufman said he was hoping to make the race about his record, but at the end of the day, it was a referendum on President Trump. That helped Democrat Jason Crow win.
There is a new generation of servant leaders on its way to Washington.
Crow, a 39-year-old lawyer, addressed a crowd at the Democratic watch party in Greenwood Village.
We ended an era that let Donald Trump shape how we talk and think about our politics and each other. And we begin a new era that puts people first and recognizes our shared destiny. It will spare no tolerance for those who perpetuate or enable racism, hatred, or violence.
Crow will join the U.S. House of Representatives as part of a new Democratic majority seeking to keep the president's agenda in check. But Crow says he will not vote for Nancy Pelosi for Speaker of the House. Crow, a political newcomer, beat out five-term Republican incumbent Mike Kaufman. Crow says that he'll go to Washington to fight against President Trump's agenda.
Our current leadership has gotten away with corruption and incompetence and outright bigotry for far too long. There have been far too many in Congress who have simply allowed it to happen, but that time is over.
In his concession speech, Kaufman talked about how much he's learned from the immigrant communities he represents and congratulated Jason Crow on his victory. Kaufman, in his concession speech, said that he had hoped to make the race about his own leadership, but...
In this congressional district, in this race, it was a referendum on the president.
And Jason Crow says he will go to Washington to fight against President Trump's agenda. I'm Lee Patterson.
A local pilot program is being initiated to help educate seniors about safely using, storing, and disposing of prescription medication. According to a press release, Region 10 is partnering with the Colorado Consortium for Prescription Drug Abuse Prevention to launch the pilot program, which is called Take Meds Seriously. 65% of U.S. seniors use three or more prescription medications, according to the AARP. Securely storing this medication and disposing of any unused or expired medication reduces the potential for it to be accidentally misused or end up in someone else's hands. Eva Veach with Region 10 spoke to KVNF News and talked about the program.
Yeah, the program is called Take Meds Seriously, and they actually have a website that's takemedsseriously.org. And really, this all came about because there's a huge prescription drug problem in Colorado. Over 224 Coloradans misuse prescription drugs every year. And we now have an average of 47 prescription drug deaths every month. So we felt like it was really important to help get the word out about how seniors can help with this. Seniors really do play an important role in curbing the prescription drug epidemic because they use so many prescriptions and they typically have more medication in their homes than other adults. So really having a way to securely store meds so they can't accidentally or purposely be taken by guests, and being able to get rid of old medications properly will really help solve this problem.
According to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, 30% of Delta patients ages 55 and older received five or more opioid prescriptions in 2016. Nationally, one in four senior overdoses involved a bad interaction between prescription pain and anti-anxiety medications. Informational materials are available to seniors, like what to ask doctors and pharmacists when prescribed medications. There are three permanent local medication disposal sites. These sites are located at the Delta County Sheriff's Office, Cedar Edge Pharmacy, and Hotchkiss Marshal's Office. Region 10 is a council of government agencies that work together on a variety of public issues.
Region 10 is the council of governments for the six-county region and the Area Agency on Aging and the Aging and Disability Resources for Colorado are under Region 10. Among the other work that Region 10 does, which is economic development, regional transportation, small business loans, small business resource development, do lots of different things.
Coloradans voted down both statewide transportation ballot measures on Tuesday. Propositions 109 and 110 sought to fast-track highway and local road improvements. KUNC's Matt Bloom has more.
John Caldera is with the campaign behind 109. He says the failure of both measures means there's no end in sight for the state's transportation funding woes.
Given the Democratic takeover of state government, I imagine that they will be pouring that excess money into things like Medicaid expansion instead of our infrastructure, and I think that's a mistake.
State officials estimate the Colorado Department of Transportation still has about a $9 billion project backlog. Lawmakers do have another transportation funding question on deck for the 2019 ballot.
I'm Matt Bloom.
Colorado districts will not be receiving $1.6 billion to fund their schools. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel reports.
Voters said no to Amendment 73, which would have raised income taxes on corporations and the wealthy and adjusted property taxes. Lisa Weil is the executive director of Great Education Colorado, one of the organizations that spearheaded the amendment. She says, despite the loss, they will keep fighting for more money.
We are united in our vision of a Colorado where every student, no matter where they live, no matter how they learn, can thrive.
Weil says supporters of 73 look forward to working with the legislature and Governor-elect Polis to find a solution to the state's school funding issue. I'm Stephanie Daniel.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, November 8th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.